The PM today delivered an ultimatum to the Senate crossbench: vote for the government's industrial relations bills or risk sending the nation to a double dissolution election. It's in their hands. Now, amid the conjecture over these ABCC bills, the Building Construction Commission, and their use as a double dissolution trigger, a Senate committee has today handed down its report, and it recommends that the Senate pass the legislation. The government used its numbers in that committee not only to come to that conclusion, but to also to bring forward the release of the report to today, which I guess could make you wonder why the change in timing and what that might mean for the government's election strategy. National Senator for Victoria, Bridget McKenzie, is chair of the Senate's Education and Employment Legislation Committee, who had carriage of that report. Senator, welcome to RN Drive.
Good afternoon, Jonathan.
Why has the report been brought forward? Has that got to do with election timing?
Not at all. The committee has a regular private meeting on the first Thursday morning of every sitting fortnight. And on the 25th of February, the committee met and decided to bring the reporting day forward 3 days. And that's what the resolution of the committee was.
It's a critical 3 days, isn't it? Because if the government doesn't, by the end of next week, announce that it's bringing forward the sitting around the budget, then this whole process will unravel that might take us to a double dissolution.
Well, the reason the committee decided to do this was we're sick and tired of the ALP and the Greens completely frustrating any debate on this legislation as they did back at the start of February when we tried to introduce it again. They banded together and sent it back to my committee, which had already conducted an extensive inquiry into this legislation in 2014, and indeed the Labor Greens controlled References Committee also did a comprehensive inquiry in 2014. Nothing had changed. In fact, many of our submitters to the inquiry we just conducted simply referred to previous submissions. So for us, this was just simply an abusive process at the Senate, just a filibuster extraordinaire and just continual frustration and denial by the Labor Party on us being able to deliver on what was an election policy. This bill was developed in opposition. There was no surprises here.
And yet, if this is the specific issue on which the country goes to an election, surely any amount of Senate deliberation here is a good thing.
Exactly. So why not, when we introduced it in February, unchanged from when it last reported from my committee, wasn't the Senate prepared, and the Labor senators and the Green senators prepared then, on the 3rd of February, to have a fulsome debate for the entire month, let every senator have their say on that piece of legislation? We would have been absolutely happy for that to happen. Instead, they shut down the debate and sent the bill off to a committee, my committee, to report on the 15th of March. We decided to bring that reporting date forward, and, you know, it's tabled today in the Senate as a result.
And yet the Labor and the Greens' issues with this piece of legislation
haven't changed.
Changed, and they're significant. Just to read here from the contents of the Labor senator's dissenting report today: the bills will not improve productivity. Special laws that target the building and construction industry are politically motivated and unnecessary. The powers provided to the ABCC represent a denial of basic rights and liberties. They go on. These are serious issues of concern.
Jonathan, they're exactly the same concerns raised in the ACTU and the CFMEU's submissions to not only this inquiry, but the previous two inquiries into this bill, and they're parroting exactly out of those submissions. What they don't talk about is the consistent lawlessness on our construction sites that this bill seeks to address.
You say lawlessness, Senator, but the ABCC, as established under this bill, won't have powers over criminal matters.
What the ABCC will actually do with our construction sites is actually ensure that the public can have confidence that the type of behaviour that's being exhibited, not just by union officials, but also some employers, can't continue. So when we go to what the Labor Party is saying in their dissenting report, and indeed what the Green political party says in their dissenting report, it's exactly the same as what they said last year in the two reports. My point is we've all got very consistent and particular and firmly held beliefs on this particular piece of legislation. So it's time to put it to the vote in the Senate. And that's exactly what the report recommends should happen.
Where you will lose.
Maybe.
And then we'll go to the election.
Maybe. That's all hypotheticals, Jonathan. Right now...
Well, it's not hypothetical, Senator. That's the numbers.
Not necessarily. Things change in politics all the time, Jonathan, as you well know. I wouldn't like to make that call this far out. I would prefer to let every senator have their say on this piece of legislation, then we put it to the vote.
And it's not just the Greens and the ALP either, is it? I mean, the Law Council, for example, in this report, of your report today, in the submission to that inquiry, says that the bills establishing the ABCC are contrary to rule of law principles and traditional common law rights and privileges, such as those relating to the burden of proof, the privilege against self-incrimination, the right to silence, freedom from retrospective laws, and the delegation of lawmaking power to the executive. That's the Law Council. It is not happy about the sort of powers that can be given to the ABCC.
Well, let's be honest. The powers that we're seeking to give to the ABCC are also powers that are already held by other regulators that nobody seems too worried about.
They exceed the powers that we have.
I simply see it as a false argument. Mm. This is a political debate. It's an issue around the lawlessness on the sites of building and construction, one of our largest industries and largest employment industries in this country. We want to see that addressed. We went to an election to see that addressed. We've debated it in the Senate. It's time to get the decision done and put it before the Senate. Let's have the conversation, have the vote.
So if you're so keen to have this voted on, why isn't the bill listed for debate in the Senate next week?
Well, I'm not on the Senate leadership. I am simply the chair of the Senate committee. What is actually scheduled for Tuesday is the Commonwealth Electoral Reform Bill and an appropriations bill. But that's obviously up to the Senate to change at any time.
So the Senate could change its mind? This bill could be listed for next week?
Absolutely. The Senate could have changed the committee's decision of the 25th of March, but it chose not to.
It's a very important thing to bring forward, is it not? I mean,
Well, obviously, as chair, and I've heard the debate on both sides of the argument and the merits or otherwise of this particular bill over many, many years, I'm keen to see it put before the Senate. I'm keen to see it pass. I think it will do a great job. It's actually an election platform that we're elected to do, and it shouldn't be frustrated by the opposition and the Greens.
What will change if the ABCC comes into being again? I mean, this is supposed to be about productivity. And yet evidence to your committee suggests that productivity won't necessarily change.
Evidence by unions who don't want to see the ABCC reconstituted. Like, you've got to actually look at who's saying what to whom, rather than just say, just because it is said doesn't mean it's true. And if the ACTU and the CFMEU want to make those claims time and time again, I can stack it up against the Australian Industry Group, the Master Builders Association, etc. Mm-hmm. So let's just face it. On the coalition side, we have our very, very firmly held view, and we were elected on this policy to see this established. The other side of politics has a firmly opposing view, as is they're entitled to do.
Yep.
The way to resolve this, the way to resolve the contest of ideas in a democracy, is to put it to the floor of the Senate or the House, have the vote.
Will you be surprised if this comes up for debate in the Senate next week?
I think we're dealing with hypotheticals. When I look at what's listed,
yeah, but would you be surprised if that happened?
This bill is on the notice paper, so it could be recalled and put onto the agenda at any time. But when I look at the red, or what's called the red, which is our agenda for the day for Tuesday, it's just been emailed out this afternoon, it's not listed.
Maybe no election after all, Senator.
Well, that's for the Prime Minister, isn't it, Jonathan?
Thank you so much for your time.
Anytime.
Bridget McKenzie is a National Senator for Victoria, Chair of the Senate's Education and Employment Legislation Committee, which today handed down its report looking at that piece of legislation, the piece of legislation which could reintroduce the ABCC and might even take us to an election.